Timeless Book Friends. Humanity is not just divided by borders, but also by education. What may seem to you as obvious, and may be a bit wrong or off, is necessary and vital for a person stuck in an old or broken culture. Sometimes it is best to learn with low on-ramps, with much simplified books. But it is true for all that you begin with the narrated books at the library and hiking or adventure, where you can get away from all the noise and confusion and doubt and disbelief. Here you will be able to inherit the functional and meaningful cultures of lives lived. Their culture is not complicated. To put it simply, everything must be evidence-based, and you must always aim to think about what you are doing and evaluate your premise. Many, upon hearing of narrated books, adventure and love of wisdom, of culture of greatness, and examining your life and ideas and checking your premises, will still ask this strange old question, "Then what?" Here, you have to examine your premise again, because you are assuming that education only makes you more knowledgeable. That is how high school education, or cramming, works, but not how real education functions. Just like there is no such thing as pursuit of happiness, where happiness must ensue from your pursuits, education is about transformation. You don't educate yourself to become more educated. Your aim is to transform yourself into a more capable being by inheriting wisdom and knowledge from great beings and synthesizing some of your own. The then what question assumes that you will remain the same. So, it can be said that the answer to this strange question is simply, then you transform and discover more powerful and meaningful questions to ask. Not a day must pass without a narrated book in your ear, and you must never pay for what is owed to you. You can use an invisible earbud or listen after school, but you need your real education right now. Do not delay to get at your books and adventure. Giants of Philosophy, The Story of Philosophy, and A Short History of Nearly Everything is a very nice and pleasant start. These books will confuse you at first. But they seem so alien, not because you are unintelligent, but because you were taught to wait for your lessons. And with these books, you have to reach out and take them. You have to re-listen to the books 30 or more times. Don't feel bad about sleeping through some of the chapters. Just listen and learn what little you can. And as you learn more and more, your abilities to comprehend more and more will quickly develop. Though it must be said that you can't just listen blindly to the babble. It has to interest you. Nor should you pick a trendy or shallow book. You have to find books that change lives. Sometimes it takes a long time to get your hands on one of those. Not all books will be entirely accurate, but they all teach you how to think to the best of the writer's abilities. The perfect author that you will soon begin searching for is actually the future you. The authors that you will meet along the way are your family, doing the best they can. And the reasons why their mistakes exist is because no one ever writes about what they are really good at. There is no time to write about what is already within their grasp. the authors that hope to help you write right on the edge about things that are just out of their reach. Forgive their mistakes. Hope to address them in your own books. And please understand that authors are not born on their birthday. They are born on the day when everything around and within them has unraveled and fell to pieces. And yet, they found a way to stitch it all back, and better than ever. That is exactly why they write. They are sharing their stitch or their wisdom with you. Still on their knees from their crushing weight, they turn to you before they rise. Because they know they've found something, and it can be made better by sharing it with you, and letting you rise on top of it, and fix it, and make it better in your own way, in your own life. They are delivering the wisdom that keeps them whole to you, to make you stronger, to spare you what they went through. It's a way to break the cycle of mistakes. Go to your library. Find clear-thinking non-religious authors and take their narrated books on adventures with you. If they have already passed, reawaken their spirits on long trails and beautiful beaches, in the deep woods or mountain tops. To comprehend them, become their friend, and reach out to hope to understand them. And in return, they will grant you their wisdom that will completely change your life. And you will begin your next adventure taller, stronger, wiser, and even more powerful. You are meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. And books and adventure is where it all begins.